Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Blog Talk, and who is in the future listening to my podcast? This is Kelly from Kelly's Holistic Healing. I have been embarking on a few new endeavors, and one of them is yoga teacher training with Diane Pavanda of Kind Yoga. And that is specifically what the show is about today. I wanted to really let the lean and know class with Diane and what it's like to be part of her teacher training. It's really for anybody who is curious about yoga and maybe is on the fence about delving. So I, of course, am no expert, and I'm a student, so I'm there, I'm open. And what I want to do is take my perspective and show you how from any body type and any level, you also can learn about yoga and do yoga. And if you'd like to also take the teacher training, it really is for everyone. And disclaimer, I do have a 1 and 2 year old and I'm home, so you may hear them. And I also have a barking dog who likes to bark when people come to the door. Yes, my son is yelling at me right now because he is obsessed with the car and wants to go for a ride. So Diane is a really interesting person. She teaches many different things. She does a 200-hour yoga teacher training and 300-hour, and so eventually you get your 500-hour. Of course, just as I get on the phone, the kids want to scream, but they're okay. They're just trying to get my attention. And so she also has mindfulness and meditation training. But she's just this type of person that, oh, I should tell you about her website. Okay, so I'm on her website now, and it's www.kindyoga.com. And really, she is a kind person. She truly is. She's sincerely kind. So what you want to do is think about how you want to better your life. And if you need this shift to occur and you need deeper mind-body connection and a really amazing sense of connectedness to all and a stronger body, stronger, more balanced body, which I am in need of all of those things, hey, why not? Then think about taking some yoga classes or getting trained in yoga. And the real deal about yoga is through its roots, you know. It has a lot of roots in India and, you know, even deeper than that, there's deities and all that stuff. But really, yoga, in its deepest sense, in my opinion, the first person who was like, oh, yeah, I feel this connectedness to all. Yoga really is that. It's that oneness, that connectedness. And so the practice of American yoga, mostly American yoga, its poses, which is called asana, has become very physical. With some meditation attached, but Diane really delves into the roots and the philosophy of all the good stuff. And she tells you, you know, the good, bad, and the ugly as well. Like, you know, in India, there's a lot of sexism, so there's a lot of myths that she dispels. So she makes it really for everybody, and there's no judgment. It is really, truly judgment-free. And you wouldn't get a more truthful teacher than her. I mean, she talks about her own faults. She talks about, she really does just take everything off the plate and allow you to be present by having your walls just crumble around you and you're no longer feeling like, well, I have to protect myself because this is scary. She makes it a peaceful, safe setting for all. And, so let's see, 1, 2, I've taken 2 days with her so far. No, 3 days with her so far. And we have another one today coming up, which is another 5-hour day. And so she has this very lax cadence about her, and that's just her natural cadence. And cadence means beat, rhythm, flow. And she always says, when she's done teaching a certain lesson, any questions? Did we cover everything? And so we'll ask questions, and she's never like, oh, weren't you paying attention? Or really, you don't get it? Like, she really tries to put it in a perspective that you can understand. And we started out with some philosophy and some mindfulness, which is a way of relaxation, really, and meditation. And slowly putting in the basic poses of yoga. And the reason that I said in the description it really is for everybody is because she says, oh, do you need a chair? If you need a chair, get a chair. And then she shows us different ways to adjust our body if we're hurting in any way, if we have a problem. You know, in some poses we raise our arms, and she'll remind us, if you have shoulder problems, we don't do suffering here. So if you're suffering in any way, lower your shoulders. You know, if you're feeling the pain, adjust the pose. So there's no, you must be in this alignment or your pose is wrong. It is, do the best you can with your body. And she often is reminding us, oh, you know, your legs might be longer than somebody else's, so you may be able to do this pose a little different than somebody else. So true. We all have unique bodies. So let's just see. I'm going back. I want to keep the focus on the class, really, and what to expect. So, and I also want to tell you how I met Diane. This was interesting. It's like, I call it divine meaning. So I am a practitioner at Austral Fitness, which is an amazing gym in Austerville. It's an awesome, clean, huge gym. Margie, the owner, I saw her post something on Keep Wellness on a Facebook page, the biocharger. And I had been drawn to the biocharger like a month prior, and I researched it, and I'm like, oh, that's awesome. And she posted that she had it, and as soon as I saw Margie, as soon as I saw her face on a profile picture, I was like, oh, she's high vibrational. She gets it. I'm like, I'm drawn to her. I'm going to see if we could work together somehow. And I had never been to Austral Fitness. And I was like, you know, I want to meet you and looking to connect with like-minded people. And maybe there's something we can do in the future together. I'm not sure what, but I know I want to meet you. So I just went in. And as a holistic healer, it's often hard for me to have people truly understand what I do unless they feel it. So I'm like, and if you don't mind, I'd like to give you a session because my words cannot describe the feeling. And she's like, yeah, absolutely. So I'm giving her a holistic healing session. I'm doing energy work. I'm an energy healer. And I'm putting my gongs around her. I think I brought some gongs. And maybe I brought a few crystals. I'm also a crystal healer. And she's like totally open. It's so funny because you just don't expect the gym owner to be very connected. She's like, yeah, come on in. Do this on me. And she's like, absolutely, I'd love to have you here. And, you know, we worked out the kinks and figured out how we could work together. And I did this cool class over there called Stress RX. And I use aromatherapy. We smell pleasing scents. Also, a bunch of my different percussion instruments. We use the vibration of sound over there in guided meditation. So one day, I was over there. I think I had a session, and one of the trainers, Colleen, I like everybody in there, so I was just chatting with her. I didn't even know Diane was coming in to teach a meditation class, and I had never met Diane. So Diane walked in, and she's like, oh, hey, and then Colleen introduced us, and she's like, oh, this is an energy healer. And Diane goes, oh, really, how's my energy? And instantly I'm like, oh, you have amazing energy. You know that, don't you? And I think she did. And then she was like, oh, I like to help people. So I was like, oh, do you need any help? And I was helping bring in her bag. She's like, would you like to come to my meditation class today? And I was like, wow, really? Of course. Why not? That's such a gift. So, and then she was cleansing the room, and I'm like, oh, can I help? She's like, yeah. So we were doing the ohm vibration. And so we were very in sync with each other's methods to the madness, as I say. she's just an amazing teacher. So that's how I met her. And then Massachusetts, the lovely place that I live, and I know it's taxes help keep civilization going, but it definitely is Massachusetts. They have just begun to put parameters on practitioners, and they're now regulating people to that nth degree with giant crazy fees. So I was like, oh my goodness, now more regulations, and you know, they're just cracking down on people. So I'm like, oh, you know what, I feel like I need to do more certifications. Not that I don't have enough already, because I do. But I'm like, no, I really want to do a certification that's already, like, under the state parameters. And she, Diane, does that. She is accredited by the state. But I wasn't sure, you know, I just kind of put that up to the universe, and I wasn't sure how it was going to come. And I didn't even think about Diane, honestly, teaching yoga. It didn't cross my mind. So then I saw her post come up in my news feed about the Kind Yoga $200 teacher training, and I was like, oh man, if I could somehow arrange that and pay for that, I think that would really put me in a good place. And, you know, if the state decides to crack down on anybody spiritual and cause all these horrible fees and everything, and just in case, it may take me some time to actually get licensed. It would be nice to have one more thing under my belt to offer my clients. But there's so many more reasons beyond. That was just my mind. That was just allowing society to put that fear into me. Because it's so much deeper than that, which I've already realized. Taking this class is already so much deeper than that. So I wasn't even sure I could do it, because I'm not going to lie, they are very intensive. It's long hours. It's later at night, and I have a 1 and 2-year-old, and late night is hard for me because I've been doing slave work with my 1 and 2-year-old all day, changing diapers, picking them up, cleaning, just constantly feeding, and it's exhausting. But somehow when I get to the class, I'm a little tired today, and it's almost like the universe is helping me, is giving me the energy I need, has made the space in my schedule. And of course, I have to give props to my husband, Aaron, because he is the one taking over for the children long hours while I'm gone, and that's not his norm. He is a musician and a limo driver, so it's been a long summer. He's been pretty busy, and now all of a sudden, whammo, he's working and taking care of children, so it's a challenge for him. So actually, if it wasn't for him, I have no immediate family around here to help me with the children, so we literally wouldn't have been able to do it. So somehow we're making it work, and it's about balance and doing the best you can. If you need to take naps, if you have time, God forbid, please do, and just be present during the class and know that no matter what body type or experience level you are at, Diane really does adjust the program for you, and she allows you to be authentic. Really interesting story. The second class is when she had us all introduce ourselves, and my introduction was like really quick. Like, oh, you know, I wasn't sure. I thought I knew why I was here, and then, oh, I keep realizing there's so many more reasons. Okay, next. I mean, I didn't even mention I was Kelly's Holistic Healing, and I did readings and all this energy work. And Crystal, I didn't mention any of that. I just passed on the torch. And then these people, they just totally unfolded and let their walls down, and their total truth came out. And the journey that everybody has embarked on to get to that class, people were so drawn to it. It's like the universe was pushing them in that direction. And people were tearful because they were so full of joy that they could do it. And people were just so totally honest on the struggles they'd been through and why they were there, to find their truth again. And yoga, the roots of yoga is really being authentic and finding out the real you and who you really are, and your connectedness to the all. So I think Diane is just that type of teacher where she holds the space and her energy is so powerful that people automatically and let their guard down does have that effect on people. And it's really for people who also need stress reduction, because having that intensive training and getting in the mind-body flow, not only are you maybe learning how to meditate, but you are truly opening up the divine wisdom to that mind-body connection through the practice. So it's so much deeper than these words. Something that when you experience it and you feel the sense of community and the sense of non-judgment and the immersed slow pace of really getting into the training, you realize it's nothing scary. She doesn't force you to get up in front of the class and to oppose or everybody can critique you. She is, she teaches you to pose. She's the one up in front of the class and we're going along with it and she's guiding us. And then she allows us to go in small little groups and we can take turns being the teacher for certain modalities. It may be one of the asanas, the poses, or breathing technique, or a meditation. And my baby yelling at me in the background just reminded me she's so cool that she even let one of the yoga instructors bring her baby, because she has other experts come in to also guide us so we can get different modalities and different perspectives and really see what yoga is about besides just her teaching. She's cool like that. So there was this little, I believe she was 9 months old, little baby yesterday. It was so funny. We all had our name tags and the little baby was going everybody's name tags and love the markers. And so the mama, she was still teaching. She's still doing the poses and Diane's just like, okay, she's entertaining the baby, hold the baby. And she's so right. The message there was, there's nobody more present than a baby. You know, there's nobody more in the moment and less judgmental and more caring and compassionate than a baby. Because those are the fundamentals of yoga. Kindness, compassion, being present, having the awareness. And I was like, hell yeah, that makes so much sense. And would I want to bring my baby? Hell no. It's nice to be able to just be there and totally focus. And now I certainly wouldn't want to learn with a bunch of babies crawling around, but it wasn't like that. This one little baby, it was totally in a controlled environment, and the baby was so chill. And the yoga teacher was like, yeah, she's so chill because I've been doing yoga with her. The yoga baby. So that was a lot of fun. So she's like that. She's spontaneous and cool and fun. And yesterday was such a beautiful day. We were like 5 minutes from the beach because we're on Cape Cod. She's like, who wants to go and do some poses and teaching on the beach? And she did let us know the day before to be prepared if the weather was good and to bring, you know, cover-ups and sunglasses and blankets and hats and stuff if we needed it. So we were all prepared. And it was just a lovely, beautiful day on the beach. So we were doing our asanas on the beach, plenty of space, Craigville Beach. And we were doing our teacher training in the small groups when we were taking turns being the teacher. We did a mindful walk yesterday, so that was fun. And just being part of the unfoldment of people and seeing their shift of, oh, wow, yeah, I never thought about it like that, is really cool, because I go into the world and I get the blank stares and I tell people things like she's teaching us. She has the time to bring it down to the smallest level and then open us up to a larger insight. Whereas I'm out in the world and I'm trying to teach people who they really are and they're an energetic being and people are just like, what? I mean, there's more people that get it now, but still people are like, what? You do what? You help my energy flow? It's one of those things when you experience it and then you know, oh yeah, there's something to it. But words can't really express it. So Diane has that wonderful gift of, she has the teaching ability. When she brings it to the simplest level, we experience it, and she builds it up from there. Because it's this really long, intense, but also simple yoga training. it started last week, and it goes until the end of January. And it's Tuesdays and Fridays, and then 2 weekends a month. So we're really embarking on deeply immersing ourselves in what yoga truly is. Because yoga is not just bendy poses. There's so much more to it. So I'm probably going to end the show because my baby, she's like, Mama, it's the morning and you haven't talked to me for 15 minutes. How dare you? she's an intense child. She's like full attention all the time, but I think babies are all like that. How could I end and feel like I gave you guys everything you need to know? Well, if you want to know more about the crisis and about Diane, I'm going to remind you to go to her website, Kind Yoga, www.kindyoga.com. And she's a really unique individual. She has an amazing journey that led her to yoga. She is also an author. She has this amazing Goodnight Yoga book for toddlers, and it's awesome because it's like an indestructible book that they can chew on and stand on, and it's non-toxic, and you can pre-order it on her website. And it's probably a good idea to do that because I can definitely foresee this selling out and being on back order. Goodnight Yoga, so it's great if your children have trouble sleeping at night, and she keeps it very simple. People aren't going to be standing on their heads, okay? And then I will end with, of course, who I am. I'm Kelly from Kelly's Holistic Healing. And my website is my name, www.kellyroy.com. My main talent in life is really balancing your vibration and helping you remove heaviness from the past so you can be present and move forward in life. And I also have come on a long journey to get to the place that I'm at. I could always feel and see energy, and definitely am a very intuitive person. I knew things, and even deeper than that, which I won't get into now. So through my process of unfoldment and really delving into my natural gifts, I also have explored a lot of training myself, and I have a few degrees and many certifications that really allow the universe to guide me, and I do believe in a higher power that I call God. And so in the earth I feel like is a wonderful healer, so I use all those energies to guide the session. But it is all non-denominational. Whatever your belief systems are, is just fine. Truly down to the roots of it, it is balancing your energy. And I also offer intuitive divine readings, either over the phone or in person. And a lot more other things you'll see on my website. I'm always up to something. Okay, let's see. 6 minutes. Yeah, I feel like I'm complete with the show, and I'm sure there's going to be more in the future to talk about with yoga training. Oh, well, I guess there's one more thing I would like to say. After the children, I did have a lot of back problems. Somehow I healed my own body. They didn't ever think I'd walk again. I had many severe bulging and discs, and they told me I had all these issues. I don't believe that I'm stuck with that, and I know my body is an amazing healing being, and I know that I can heal myself and listen to myself. So even me, without my problems, I'm in a much better space than I was, but I'm not 100% like before the children. So I listen to my body during the class. I adjust my body as needed. Your bodies are amazing things that do want to heal. And so yoga can totally get you in touch and help you listen to how you can heal your body. Because your body has a lot of wisdom. And when you're in touch with it, amazing things can happen. So everybody, thank you for listening. I love feedback, especially positive, just to know there's people listening that care. So if you'd like to give me feedback, please feel free to go to my Facebook page. My Facebook page is Kelly's Holistic Healing, K-E-L-L-I-E. I believe it's apostrophe S, I-S-T-I-C, healing. And the picture there is it's like a wood cutting of Mother Mary, the baby Jesus, and some angels. So that is Kelly's Source to Healing. So just give me a shout out if you've listened to my show. And if you're into yoga, just say, you know, I've listened to your show about yoga and et cetera. Tell me what you think. Okay. Thanks, everybody. Remember to walk your path lightly. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to others. It truly does have profound effects in the whole world. Om.